The original blacks who lived under our rule, when these communists came in the beginning, lots of the blacks didn't want anything to do with it. They said, no, we're not interested in this. In fact, there's even like, you'll even find the odd book written decades ago where blacks talk about the sort of agreement between whites and blacks. There was an understanding. There was a sort of an understanding among the blacks when whites colonized Africa. Whites basically put out the line to the blacks saying that, you know, when we rule you, we're going to bring progress. You're going to experience progress that you've not experienced before. And there are many blacks who kind of took a back seat and they kind of stepped back and let the whites take leadership. Of course, there were those who didn't like it and did resist it. But there are many blacks who later stepped back and they said, no, you know, the white man knows better. And that under whites, we will progress in a way that we did not progress ourselves. There were blacks who knew these things. And when black communism came in the beginning, there were many blacks who came and reported it straight to the whites, and the whites got tip-offs from the blacks and they went and killed the communists. And in fact, there's an interesting story about the early days of the Rhodesian War. In the very, very early days of the Rhodesian War, when the Russians were training terrorists in Zambia, for the first two or three years of the war, nobody actually even knew there was a war. Because what happened was Rhodesian intelligence was so good that every single terrorist that came into Rhodesia was actually being monitored by Rhodesians, and Rhodesians actually used blacks to go and kill them. And every single black terrorist who came to Rhodesia was killed by blacks who worked for us before they even set foot in the country. For about two years, the communists could not understand why nobody ever arrived in Rhodesia and why there was no shooting in Rhodesia. They just couldn't understand it. And it was because we were killing every single one of them and nobody even knew about it. Nobody even knew about it. In the beginning, the relationship between the whites and the blacks was so good and so solid. However, the way that the blacks changed it, the way the communists changed it, which the liberals and Jews, of course, won't tell you, the way that the hatred between the races was created was that they realized that in order to win the blacks over, they have to use terrorism against the blacks. So what you had, and this is part of the history you never hear, is that in South Africa itself, in Rhodesia and all these other countries, the communist terrorists spent more time doing indoctrination of the blacks and, if need be, killing and torturing blacks than they focused on whites. They had to do this for a number of years before the blacks were so terrorized that the blacks knew if you do anything against them, they'll come and they'll kill you. And they know that they'll kill you in a barbaric way. And in South Africa, the barbaric method that they used was necklacing. Now, who did they necklace? They necklaced black policemen, blacks who worked in the municipalities. Any black who worked for the whites, who was friendly to whites, was murdered. That is what happened. Those people that you see being necklaced, those were all the blacks who worked for us. And if you look in Rhodesia, they didn't do necklacing. In Rhodesia, they cut their lips and ears and stuff off. And they tortured them and they did hideous things. And they would kill them. They would take the communists would come to a village and then they need to scare the blacks now. So they found out that maybe one guy's a traitor. Maybe he's not even a traitor, but they need to set an example. So they call a guy out and they call the whole village, all the men, women and children. And then they say, okay, this guy's a traitor and we're going to kill him and you're going to see how we're going to kill him. And so they torture him to death and they slowly kill him in front of everybody. And then these blacks see, oh boy, you know, these guys mean business. And that is how they gained power. And that power structure still exists to this day. All of Southern Africa runs on terrorism. Anytime these governments want to do something, they'll go and they'll beat and kill any blacks they need to. And the white liberals and whites in general in South Africa do not understand that this is the way the ANC itself functions even now.